Cory Comprator identified as victim killed by shooter who tried to assassinate Trump. By Joshua Kaplan on July 14, 2024. A former Pennsylvania fire chief, Cory Comprator, was reportedly shot and killed when a gunman attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump during a rally in Butler County, Pennsylvania, on Saturday. Comprator is being remembered on social media by family members, friends and colleagues of the firefighting community. He had retired from the fire department, but remained well known in the community, WPXI Pittsburgh reported. Watch, Lindsey Graham, Trump's reaction after being shot will be an iconic moment in American history. Comprator's sister, Dawn Comprator Schaefer, wrote in a post shared to Facebook that her brother died as he shielded his daughter as the shooter fired on Trump. The hatred for one man took the life of the one man we love the most. He was a hero that shielded his daughters, she wrote, the New York Post confirmed. His wife and girls just lived through the unthinkable and unimaginable, she said. The Post further reports. Comprator's daughter, Allison, called her father the best dad a girl could ever ask for, as she mourned his sudden death. Allison said that when the gunshots rang out, Comprator quickly threw her and her mother to the ground to try to protect them after Trump was shot. He truly loved us enough to take a real bullet for us, Allison wrote on Facebook. At a press conference on Sunday, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D., confirmed Comprator was indeed the victim and called him a hero for his brave actions. The alleged shooter, identified by the FBI as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, attempted to assassinate Trump by firing on the presumed Republican presidential nominee while perched on a nearby building rooftop outside of the rally. The Secret Service killed Crooks after he attempted to murder the former president, according to law enforcement. Two additional rally attendees were critically wounded during the shooting and are receiving medical treatment at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh, WPXI reported. This story is developing.